Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to TOTMT Talk here on Blog Talk Radio with me, your host, Val Carey. And we are coming to you live from our studios here in Brooklyn. So, ladies, I hope you're all in a comfortable spot. We have your cup of hot stuff, something nice and warm to soothe you on this cloudy day. It may not be cloudy where you are, but it's a bit cloudy here on the east coast of the north. So I'm going to be enjoying a cup of peppermint tea as we get through this show. But before we get started, I want to say hello to our friends in the chat room. And if you could just wave a hand in the chat room, tell me what the sound is. How am I coming across? It sounds okay. I'm still working kinks out, but in the coming weeks, I'm sure we'll have it down pat. So if you can just kind of let me know that you hear me okay, and there's no fast, we're about to jump into the mood, talk the craze, talk the cramp, talk the T-O-T-M-T talk. Okay, so I'm hearing that you guys aren't hearing me right now. That's not good. Because if you're not hearing me, that means that the show may not even be recording right now. Okay. So maybe I need to start it from the top. How's that? Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me now? It sounds like a Sprint commercial. Okay, so welcome back. Yes, the show features have changed. A lot has changed, and I'm still playing catch-up. So. And I'm just reading what's happening in the chat room, and okay, and so, yes, you guys can hear me, and for those who were just joining, this is TOTMT Talk, here on Blog Talk Radio with me, your host, Val Carey. So, and there's the doorbell. You know what that means? That means that that is our special guest that is about to join us, which is great. I'm happy that he is here. But ladies, join me in the chat room so that we can chat it up, or you can call at 323-870-3792. Once again, the number to call in is 323-870-3792. Now, with the call-in, you can call in to listen. And you can also call in to join in a conversation if you do want to make a comment. I believe the prompt is to press 1, and you will then be able to leave a comment or actually speak with me and speak with our guest. Okay, so right now, normally you will be reading a letter from the feedback, which actually, ladies, I'm waiting for your letters, yes. If you have any questions in regards to menstruation problems, any questions or comments, you can send us a letter to ttalk@itsmytotm.com, and that's TEATALK@itsmytotm.com. So beware of the Ides of March. Because today is March 15th. Did you guys know that Julius Caesar was killed today over like 2,000 years ago? Okay, you know what? You guys, okay, I am doing her a disservice right now because I am not streaming this. I wanted to videotape this. So what we'll probably end up doing is actually videotaping after the show and doing a segment that we can put on YouTube, because you guys have to see how beautiful this woman is. She just came in with her crown and glory. OMG. Yes. Okay, so I'm really excited. I'm so excited to have our first in studio guest for the year 2015. It's been a while since we've had an in studio guest. Just want to make sure that her mic is working. Is her mic working? Is this mic working? 1, 2, why is it not working? 1, 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, we should have did sound check before. Okay, I think we're going to have to share a mic. But anyway, she's a Brooklynite. And she's from Best Buy. She's the founder of Fat Girl. Okay, Fat Girl. That's FATGIRL. And there are points in between, dots in between each one of those letters. She's also the newly crowned Miss North Brooklyn Plus America 2015. I recently met this young lady at a Pretty Brown Girls event, and we had a conversation, and I said, you know, I have to have her on my show. And, you know, it's interesting because she mentioned some things about big girls and periods, and I said, yes, you must come on the show. So she's here to join us in the discussion of do big girls experience periods differently. So what do I mean by a big girl? You know, some people may say fat. Some people may say pleasantly plump. But for the purpose of the conversation, when I say a big girl, we're talking about any woman who's gained some weight, she felt she gained some weight, or what about the plus size, 16 or older? Yeah, size 16 and up. And then, of course, ladies, you know, size 2, size 4, size 6, 8, 10. We all can join in this conversation. So, once again, the number to call in is 323. I don't even know my own number. It's 323-870-3792 to join into this conversation. Do big girls have different period experiences than thinner-sized girls? So without further ado, I would love to introduce Miss Brooklyn North Plus America 2015, Donna Perry. Miss Donna, hello and welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. Hello, everyone out there in radio world. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming and coming to our studios. And, you know, you may not be aware, I've been doing the show for about, help me out, 3 years.
Wow.
It's about 3 years. And
okay.
We did a hiatus in
okay.
between. And so this year, I believe this is our third show back for the year,
okay.
2015. So we're still working out the kinks,
and
we are sharing a mic today. But, Donna, I'm going to be really, really honest with you. I've never heard of the Miss Plus America. So I want to know, was this your first pageant?
Yes, this is my first pageant. First off, I'm not a stranger to pageantry per se because my daughter, Anaya, who's 3 years old, she did her first pageant at 1. And it was always something that I said that when I became a mom, I would try to do for my children, especially when I had a little girl. And then this year, one of the things that was on, I don't call it a bucket list, I like to call it a life list, but one of the things that was on my life list to do was to be a part of a pageant and to see and to experience what it would be like to be a part of a pageant. And lo and behold, when I came across the Miss New York Plus America pageant, it just so happened that I knew the director, who is currently the director. I knew the former Miss New York Plus America 2014. I knew her, Nisia Parker, and I was intrigued. I looked into it. You know, you always have to do your due diligence before you do anything. So I looked into it, and, you know, I loved what the Miss Plus America pageant stood for, which was a body of women who represented the full-figured spectrum, but also you know, represented community service. So, and those are all the things that I am. I'm a full-figured woman. I love community service, as you can see with my organization, and I'm passionate about my platform of childhood obesity, but more importantly, dispelling the myth of childhood obesity, particularly among girls and girls of color. So I'm very passionate about that, and so when I looked into the passion and realized that I would be able to use that as my, I was just like, this is for me, you know. and I sowed a seed into it, and I got into it, and this is my first time ever being a part of a national pageant, and being a delegate of a national pageant. The Miss Plus America pageant circuit as a whole is an awesome, awesome organization of women, and they're doing awesome things with new national director, Phyllis Bailey Griffiths. So I'm really excited about this time in my life and this journey.
Awesome, awesome. So what I was going to ask was, how did you hear about the pageant? But
sorry, I was like,
No, it is totally okay. So I'm going to ask this. Have you been on, or were you on your TOTM during any time of, you know, the process of Miss North Brooklyn?
Well, the Miss North Brooklyn is a preliminary of the Miss New York Plus America pageant. And so I would say, you know, we often have to do appearances. So we have to do appearances in our community service project at least twice a month. Me being who I am, I'm always doing something. So I would definitely have to say yes. I have experienced the TOTM during my reign currently. So, yeah.
Okay, so with that being said, have you scheduled around your TOTM? Because you do have to make appearances. Do you schedule around your TOTM?
No. I mean, it's a part of your life, you know, and growing up in my mother's house, my mother had four daughters. And growing up in her house, there was no taking the day off of school because you have cramps. It was none of that. She was like, okay, well, get your little model, a little ibuprofen, and you'll be okay. So because of that, I've developed the same work ethic. And I just function. You know, I just function. I may be a little crankier, you know, when I function, but I
have some tips for the cranky. Okay, so right now you're Miss North America Plus 2015. You said that is the precursor to the Miss.
Right, so I'm Miss North Brooklyn Plus America, so we represent, we each are delegates of our region. So right now we have Miss Midtown Plus America, we have Miss Long Island Plus America, we have Mrs. Seaway Valley, and then I'm Miss North Brooklyn Plus America. And then once we compete in the Miss New York Plus America pageant, the title holders of Miss Men's and Mrs. move on to compete in the national pageant in July in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, so that was the next question. What's next for you?
What's next is more community service, more importantly, more work, more activism, and then is the competition for the Miss New York Plus America pageant. So that pageant takes place, I believe, June 5th, if I'm not mistaken. Don't hold me to it. You can actually go to Miss New York Plus America .org for more information about the date of the pageant. The pageant actually takes place the first Saturday in June, and those of us who win and place and out of the elite title or the top title for those three categories will then move on to compete in our categories and represent the wonderful state of New York.
Yes, the wonderful state of New York.
Yeah.
So, you know, tell us about Fat Girl. F-A-T-G-I-R-L. Tell us about Fat Girl.
Well, Fat Girl is an acronym for Finding Alternatives to Gain Impacting Results for Life. And the mission of Fat Girl is to be able to deal with the issue of childhood obesity, especially among Black and brown girls, and while dispelling the myths as well as introducing them to alternative as well as traditional means of weight loss and wellness and overall wellness. Fat Girl came to me as a vision based off of a very simple conversation that I was having with a really good friend of mine. And we were both, you know, I had just started my weight loss journey after having bariatric surgery. And it came to me to create this organization when, in my conversation with my friend, she, you know, talked about her daughter's journey with obesity and how she was dealing with it. And at the time, her daughter was fairly young, about 15, 16 years old. And so, you know, my response to her was, well, if you're uncomfortable with what she's going through, you can just about imagine how she feels and how uncomfortable she must be. And I started to talk to her about how uncomfortable I felt growing up and all the things that I had gone through and being obese as an adolescent and as a teenager. And in me doing so, after that conversation, I kind of left with like one of those Oprah, you know, God speaks to you in a whisper type of moment. And when in that moment, one day I was talking to my mom, I said, you know, I was having a conversation with so-and-so about a daughter, and I just feel like, you know, if this is what she's going through, then can you imagine how many other girls are going through what she went through? And I shuddered at the thought that this pattern would continue, especially in our community, where we are subliminally and unconsciously ashamed of our children for things that we've contributed to, A, and B, we are that sometimes they can't help. I just ask God for a way for me to be able to give my service back to him and give my journey back to him for being able to help other girls to realize that even in the journey of wellness, because wellness is important, even in the journey of wellness, that I just wanted them to be able to accept the whole of who they were on the inside. And my belief is that if you accept the whole of who you are on the inside, then you'll have a better understanding and relationship with yourself so that you can know how to treat yourself. And then the outside will start to fall into play. So I just ask God for a name. I ask God for a way for me to be able to get that message out. And he gave me Fat Girl, and he gave me the acronym for Fat Girl, which, again, is finding alternatives to gain impact and results for life. And we're a grassroots organization, you know, and we're still working out a few kinks. and you know, we have a premier program, which is our Mile in My Shoes walking program, that will start again in May. We're going to start early registration in April. And the goal of that program is for us to be able to encourage girls to get more involved into the idea of physical activity by starting out with walking. So the year before last, we were on a little bit of a hiatus. But the year before last, we graduated 15 girls out of that 8-week program.
Awesome.
And we're really proud of them. They've received commendations from now public advocate Tish James, as well as our former borough president, Marty Markowitz. So we're really proud of them. They've gone on to do some great things. Two of them are in college right now. One of our girls, she was actually the youngest, yet the biggest one in our group. And, you know, I think that I would like to hope and say that our program helped to boost her esteem. She's a national cheerleading competitor. So we're really proud of every last one of them.
That's awesome. Awesome work with what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
With Fat Girl. So for those of you who are just joining us, we are talking with the lovely Ms. Donna Perry. She is Ms. North Brooklyn Plus America 2015. And so she's doing public work. She's doing she's advocating for overweight children, and overweight children, particularly girls, do actually get their periods earlier because of their weight.
Right.
And you and I, we met, and we had a little bit of a conversation about how big girls actually, well, you felt big girls have different types of periods.
Yes. just think that the experience is a tad, some extra steps we have to take.
Okay, we're going to talk about the extra steps in a second. But I have to ask you, which team are you on? Now, the last time we had a conversation, well, not you and I, but, you know, everyone here on TOTL, we were talking about Team Cup, Team Pad, Team Tampon, Team Sponge. And then, you know, some of us play on different teams because sometimes, you know, your period, you need different products.
Right.
So which team do you play on?
I have to be honest with you, I am team pad.
I love pads.
I am team
pad. I love cups, too.
Okay, so y'all have to forgive a cup.
Okay, I am so bad. We're here in the studio. I'm looking around. I didn't bring out a cup. I wanted to show you a cup.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all, for not knowing a cup.
Yeah, a cup. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to talk about cups later. So your team, yeah, your team pad right now.
I am.
Okay, so with your experience, I just want to read something from the chat room.
Okay.
Kylie Create says, I'm glad we are ready for big girl period talk, as I have lots of experience working with larger girls, teens, and women around menstrual issues.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So do you as a, you know, personally, you as a plus-size pageant winner,
right.
Being plus-size for a great deal of your life,
right.
When you have your TOTM, how do you deal with it, and how do you feel that it's different than skinnier girls?
So here's the thing. Now, we all know the basics. You know, you get it the first time, your parents sit down, your mom sits down, she has that long conversation with you.
Some of us.
Okay, so... My mom did. She, you know, when I got it, I actually got it the first time when I was 9 years old on Halloween.
Wow.
Yikes. At a Halloween party. Right. I thought Freddy the Cougar, what was it?
Freddy Cougar.
I thought Freddy Cougar had done some crazy stuff in a haunted house. I didn't know what was going on. And that was really because up until I got it, it wasn't something that was discussed, you know. It's kind of like, you know, talk about that. Ladies don't, you know, we don't really talk about that.
Which is why I always say we have to talk to our girls at as early as possible, because you never know when you're going to have it, where you're going to be. And for you, you were at a Halloween party.
Halloween party. We had to leave, like, shut the party down. We had to leave, go home. I want to have this very conversation with me. I was just like, okay, double weird. But I remember when she had this conversation with me, and one of the main things she told me was, look, you're a little bigger than, you know, a lot of your friends.
And she pointed it out.
She was very honest about it. And so this is what you need to do. You need to wear at least two at all times, because you don't want any extra fillage, which was, you know, I was just like, okay, I'm still, you know, wrapping my mind around. Right. I'm still wrapping my mind around the fact that I got still wrapping my mind around cramps, period. So I've always worn two sanitary napkins. But it just seemed that I just, you know, as I got bigger, like taller, older, bigger, my butt got wider. And so, you know, science is a really interesting thing. So, you know, they talk about how fluids flow. And so what happens is that what my experience was, because I was bigger, whereas the average girl, you know, the flow kind of goes up the buttocks when you sit down and, you know, there's a possibility of an accident. So my situation was I would have, like, leaking up and, like,
to the side.
So, you know, I was wearing super, not necessarily because I had a super heavy flow, but it was because it was bigger for me. It was bigger
space.
And it was more space. It was more coverage.
More area you had to
cover. Right, and it was more area. It was more ground I had to cover. And then when you're a big girl, you know, come on, we're going to really be honest since we're talking about menstruation.
Listen, this is the place where we can candidly speak about all things menstrual.
You got rolled. when you're a bigger girl. You have a little bit more roles, a little bit more area to cover, a little bit more that you need to, you know, freshen up. You know, so it's a little different. You know, you experience the possibility of chafing because now your legs are rubbing together, and then now you've added a sanitary napkin to the mix. So it's a little different. I have a friend that because of her size and her flow combined, she was team cup, team pad and team tampon at the same time.
That's what I call doubling up for some women.
In my mind, that's triple. Like, because I was you already wearing one pad on top of the other pad for the, all of that for front to back coverage, and then you wearing the tampon through that.
So you wore two pads.
She would be a friend and a tampon. Now, me personally, I don't do any extra stuff going. I can't.
So no internal.
OMG.
You wouldn't be able to wear a cup.
Probably not. I tried a tampon a couple of times, and I was just like, no.
Not for you.
No.
Okay. So let me ask you this question. Do you feel, in your experience, have you been susceptible to many accidents? Do you feel that do you feel fat girls have more accidents than skinny?
I would say yes. That there's more, that we're more prone to more accidents.
Okay. If you're tuning in and you would like to add into this conversation, dial us up at 323-870-3792. If you're already tuning in and you're on the line, press the number one so I know that you're in queue, because we have a couple of people who are just listening to the show, but I do see a couple of you there. Okay, we do have a caller that has a question, and I believe this is my friend Bernie. I'm not sure. Caller, are you on air?
Yes, I am. How are you ladies doing? Can you hear me?
I am well. Yes,
we can hear you.
Can you hear me,
Kelly? Yes.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm glad to be on the line. I just wanted to make a comment. That was the first time I've heard. I thought I was the only one that did the tampons and the pads as well. I have done that in the past. And as of now, I just do the pads because I haven't really been able to find a 100% cotton. I'm really concerned about the toxic shock syndrome, and most of the tampons, they have all these other different type of fibers. So I just pretty much, it seems like my flow is cleaner for some reason. I don't really have that much issue. I just use the pad. But in the past, I was always very, very skinny, and my flow was super heavy for like 4 days.
Wow.
I don't know if it's because I was active or whatever, but it seems like the more weight that I've gained, it seems like my period is kind of like shutting down a little bit more. That could be with age, too. Who knows? it's not after the third day. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying that it's funny that you mentioned that, because in the beginning, one of the things that you mentioned was, bigger girls have a heavier flow. And actually, let me just say something. Interestingly enough, the bigger you are, right, the decreased possibility of you getting a flow at all. So many women that, have you ever heard of something called polycystic ovarian syndrome?
Polycystic ovaries, I am a personal, I can personally attest to it because I actually, I experience polycystic ovaries.
So a lot of girls, and actually it's been proven that a lot of the bigger you are, the
more likely,
the more likely you are to have to either have developed PCOS, already have had it, which led to your weight gain. And so because of that, you experience more of an irregular period and even sometimes a lighter flow or no flow at all. And then when you get the flow, it's actually not a menstruation. It's actually something called breakthrough. So that was just like kind of a side note.
And we have someone in the chat room. Bernie, thank you so much for calling in with that. I'm going to put you back on hold for a moment.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Bernie. I'm going to put you back in the queue for a moment because we do have another caller that we're going to pick up. But we also have Chatter in the chat room, and I see that Hook Driven says she experiences PCOS as well. I've been experiencing it since I was, very young, since I was about 19 or so. And I can even talk about that experience on extensively, but we're not going to talk about that right now. Kylie Create says, oh, yes, I know those who double up internally with two tampons, and that I know that's an experience, and double or more external pad-wise. So that person may have had to do two tampons and then actually do a pad or a double pad. I can't say that it would be dangerous, but, you know, you definitely want to make sure that you can locate both of those tampons. You don't want to lose. You can't really lose a tampon, but it can get stuck for a little while. Well, which is why I have a case for cups. You don't have to worry about strings.
Wow.
But she also says, and some do the pads as a T. Oh, that sounds interesting. You do the pad as a T with the furthest rear back pad at 90 degrees from the one of two lengths, wise pads. So I kind of understand what she's saying. Like, do it as a T. You put one the regular way, and then you take another one and you do it across it. And then what do? You wrap it around like their wings, maybe?
I'm thinking that maybe you're doing the regular way and then across.
Yeah, possibly.
I mean, it makes sense. I've never done a T.
But you know, I guess if you want to cover more area, you just put side by side.
Yeah.
So then you're not even wearing like small panties. You're wearing briefs.
Straight up like Martin Lawrence BAB.
But you have to wear snug panties to prevent the accidents, though. Because some of us, we like to wear those granny panties for the comfort, but they're too loose, and that's when the accidents happen.
Right. I'm wearing, because of my size, you know, I have to always have my support. So one of my saving graces is that I wear a girdle. This is a girdle, the word, like the G word.
Girdle.
Right?
You know, nowadays people, they don't like to use girdle, so now they're calling them body shapers.
It's a girdle.
But it's a girdle.
Good old G-I-R-D-L-E, girdle, girdle. Like, you know, we could call a body shaper, bang, blah, blah. It's a girdle. And I wear a girdle. And so, because of that, you know, I have, like, my long one, you know, my style one when I'm wearing my skirt, and I have my long one when I'm wearing my maxi skirt, and then I have my one when I'm wearing my jeans, you know, the panty one. Yeah, so that actually helps to, you know, to kind of keep everything in perspective and prevent a lot of shifting.
Okay. Yeah, I agree, because I would say, you know, wear snug panty or wear boy short panty to prevent shifting. But I want to take another caller. We have a caller on the line. Caller, can you hear us?
Yes.
We're picking
this
up
is
your
Ro,
line.
How are you? Hi.
Hi, Ro. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. I don't have a question, but I'm listening in. Fortunately, I stopped having my cycle back in 2010. Yes. But anywho, I would have to disagree with you ladies on the big girls having the issues. I got my cycle at 13, and my cycle was very heavy up until the last time I got it, which was in 2009. And I was miserable all of those years. I'm talking about a heavy flow, just as though I was 13 years old. It never slowed down. So
okay, well,
I just had that comment.
So those of us who don't know who Ro is and how big Ro is, what size do you wear, Ro?
I'm a 5'6".
Okay, so you're a 5'6", and you've been experiencing a heavy flow throughout your whole...
the entire cycle. Yes.
Okay, but you know, also what I think, from my perspective, as far as big girls, I was just trying to say that big girls experience a different period, not necessarily as far as flow, but
right.
as far as how, you know, they may have to wear extra pads for coverage because they're bigger girls. And then the conversation I was having with Donna, she was sharing with me that when she sat,
right.
that's, can you share that story?
When I was sick, I was just, it spread differently. Like, I was spreading up, down, and side to side because I had more, you know, more room. I had
more
jump, more butt, more size. It was just, like, all over the place. Like, you know, in terms of flow is more of a medical or I would say that's more of an individual thing. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an OBGYN, so I don't want anybody to hold me accountable for anything medical. I can only live in my truth and give my experience. I know many women who a lot smaller who experienced very, like, heavy flows and were miserable. And I know some girls, you know, that were my size and maybe even bigger that didn't really have a problem with a flow, and they got a flow. But I know for myself, the older I got, the bigger I got, and the bigger I got, the less period I got, and I found out that was because I had PCOS. But nonetheless, I would just honestly say that, you know, I just experienced it differently, you know. And it's so crazy we're talking about this because there's one of the myths that people have that big people think.
Okay.
Right? And
where are you going to that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just want to ask you one more question. We're going to put you back into queue. So with your heavy flow, did you ever have to double up?
Always. And at night, I would have to get the heavier tampons for night because it would always run over. So I always had problems. Once I learned, you know, how to take care of myself, when I was younger, then I would have to double up because I would always run over into, you know, my underwear, and it was just terrible. It was miserable. So, yes, I had to double up as well.
Okay.
But you were doubling up for flow purposes.
Right. Cause
right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Ro. I'm going to put you back into the queue.
Thank you, Ms. Ro. I look forward to meeting you.
See you, too.
Okay. So,
bye.
Okay, so coming from the chat room, Kylie says flow is not primarily weight driven, which
right.
I can definitely agree with because
right.
the average flow for a woman during her menstrual cycle is 2 to 3 ounces. We think that we bleed so much, but it's really 2 to 3 ounces on an average. But then, you know, I always say everyone experiences a different menstrual cycle, and some of us experience a little bit more, some of us experience a little bit less, and it could be different contributing factors, whether or not you have PCOS or whether or not you experience or have fibroids.
Right.
Those are things that can contribute to a different type of flow.
Right.
And then also she says the size of one's panties, however, is a factor of weight, thereby making management different for bigger girls who use pads. And, you know, once again, I know there's comfort in granny's bloomers, but I've learned from personal experience wearing those to sleep at night is detrimental to the sheets. So if you don't want to have an accident in the bed at night, don't wear granny's bloomers while you're on your TOTM. Wear something snug fitting, you know, wear some leggings on top of that. I see that we have a couple more callers that tuned in, and we are talking with Ms. Donna Perry. Ms. Perry, the founder of Fat Girl Movement. I'd like to know, how can people become involved with your Fat Girl Movement? How can they connect with you? I mean, our time is, like, so short here, and this is such a great conversation, and we need to continue this conversation. Mm-hmm. I always say that the conversation of menstruation is an ongoing conversation. We as women have to continually talk about it. There's always something that we can learn from one another, especially things that we can hand down to our children, our girls. And we have to instill, and as you're instilling, you know, through your Fat Girl Movement, you know, confidence to young ladies, especially when they're on their TOTM.
Right.
I would like, you know, before you tell everyone how they can connect to you, could you tell us, what is your TOTM must have? What do you must have when you're on your TOTM?
So this is really bad because my organization is one about health and fitness, right? But one of the things that I must have is chocolate Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
Okay, chocolate Häagen-Dazs ice cream. But, you know, so many of us, we crave for chocolate, and, you know, this is National Nutrition Month.
Right.
So, you know, chocolate is actually something. You see, we have a whole bunch of chocolate here on the desk. But one of the best pieces of chocolate that you can eat would be the dark chocolate.
Right. Right.
But that's your guilty pleasure, your must have during TOTM, right?
It is. I'm grateful that self control allows me to. I have downgraded from eating a pint at one sitting.
I do that all the time. It doesn't matter.
About a couple of scoops.
Oh, that's good self-control.
I have to, because I've been so accustomed to the scale going down. I cringe at the thought of it going up. So I've conditioned myself that I can only have, like, maybe, you know, one or two scoops of good ice cream as opposed to sitting down in my pajamas for one pint.
Okay. So, yes. So how can people become involved in the Fat Girl Movement, and how can they connect with you?
I'm glad that you asked that question. So you can look us up at on our website, www.fatgirlmovement.net, www.fatgirlmovement.net. You can add me as a Twitter friend at Fat Girl Movement, or you can go to our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is a little different because they ain't have Fat Girl Movement at the time. We have Fat Girl Diva. But if you put in Fat Girl, it'll come up on Facebook. And, you know, we are in.
Okay, so Susan just gave us the 90-second wrap-up. I know, I saw your face. Wow, this time has gone by so fast, but I want to thank everyone who has tuned in. I especially want to thank you, Ms. North Brooklyn, plus America 2015, and you have a pageant that's coming up in June 5th, in Atlanta, but we'll be tweeting about that. Okay, so be sure to come back for more TOTMC Talks next week, because we have a special guest in the spirit of National Endometriosis Month. We have the founder and executive director of Sister Girl Foundation, Shantana Hazel. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Thank all my friends who joined me in the chat room, Kylie Creates and Busy Sister, and everyone who called in, Roro and Bernie, and those who are just listening in on the line. But be sure to come back to TOTMT Talk next week at same time, 5 p.m. And I want to thank Ms. Donna Perry again. And ladies, we're gonna do some outtakes, which we'll be doing a video, and you guys can check it out here. So for now, I am your TOTMT Talk radio show host, Val Carey. And until next time we speak, may every TOTM be a so happy one.